Have you ever achieved everything you thought you wanted, only to feel strangely empty? This was Sahil Bloom's reality at age 30. Despite the impressive job title, hefty paycheck, and all the luxury trappings of success, something profound was missing. Despite making millions, happiness remained elusive, replaced by the gnawing feeling of never having enough. Through conversations with people across all walks of life, from CEOs to factory workers, from new parents to the elderly, Bloom discovered a universal truth. We all want the same fundamental things: time with loved ones, meaningful connections, purpose, and health. Money, it turns out, is merely an enabler to these ends, not the destination itself. What would 1,000 years of wisdom tell us about wealth? When Bloom asked 12 octogenarians and nonagenarians what advice they'd give their younger selves, their answers were strikingly consistent. Cherish relationships, have fun, take care of your health, and raise well-adjusted children. Not one mentioned money or financial achievement. This doesn't mean money doesn't matter. It simply can't be the only thing. Research consistently shows that while money improves happiness at lower income levels by reducing stress, additional wealth beyond a comfortable baseline rarely affects overall life satisfaction. The solution to this modern dilemma is adopting what Bloom calls a new scoreboard with 5 distinct types of wealth. 1. Time wealth. Control over your most precious, non-renewable resource. Without this, other forms of wealth become meaningless. 2. Social wealth. Deep connections with your front row people who would attend your funeral. 3. Mental wealth. Purpose, growth, and mental space to pursue what truly matters. 4. Physical wealth. A healthy body that serves you well into old age. Will you be dancing at 80? 5. Financial wealth. Money as an enabler for the other 4 types, not an end goal. This balanced approach embeds happiness in the journey rather than postponing it to some future destination. It recognizes that life moves through seasons with different priorities, from foundation-building 20s to purpose-finding 50s. The framework isn't about perfect balance, but understanding each wealth type and taking action aligned with your values. When Apollo 13's oxygen tank exploded, Commander Jim Lovell used a simple solution, keeping Earth visible in a small window as their fixed point, allowing them to execute the burn and return safely. Like those astronauts, we need our own fixed point, what Bloom calls a life raiser. This single statement defines your presence in your current life season and must be controllable, ripple-creating, generating positive effects elsewhere, and identity-defining. Netflix co-founder Mark Randolph exemplified this principle. Every Tuesday at 5 p.m., he left work to spend the evening with his wife, no exceptions. This symbolic act rippled through his entire life. Everything comes from what you put first, he explained. When facing decisions, he asked, "What would the type of person who never misses a Tuesday dinner do?" Your life raiser might be, "I wake up early and do hard things. I always tuck my kids into bed," or "I never let a friend cry alone." It will evolve across life seasons while serving as your decision-making North Star. You don't get your children for 18 years, Alexis Lockhart often said. You get them for about 12 or 13. This mindset led her to cherish every moment with her sons. Weeks after throwing a birthday party for her middle son, Jackson, despite him being too old, Jackson died in a motorcycle accident at 20. "Everyone we love," Alexis now says, "they are on loan to us for a short period of time. They are gone in the blink of an eye." Time with parents and siblings peaks in childhood before declining after age 20. Time with children peaks in their early years when you're their entire world, then diminishes. Friendships follow a similar pattern, abundant in youth, scarce in adulthood. Despite living longer and having unprecedented technological efficiency tools, we still struggle with time control. We're victims of the Red Queen effect, running faster just to stay in place. Time wealth rests on 3 pillars: awareness of time's precious nature, focused attention, and control over how you allocate time. Who will be sitting in the front row at your funeral? These front row people are those who truly matter, and social wealth is built upon deep connections to these irreplaceable individuals. The Harvard study of adult development, running since 1938, concluded, "The key to healthy aging is relationships, relationships, relationships." Relationship satisfaction at 50 proved the strongest predictor of physical health at 80, outweighing wealth, IQ, or genetics. Meanwhile, we face a growing loneliness pandemic, with social media creating more connectedness but less genuine connection. Americans spend more time alone than ever before, with 15% of men reporting no close friendships, 5 times higher than in 1990. Greg Sloan was rising at Goldman Sachs until his 5-year-old son remarked about a missed Donuts with Dad event, "That's okay, Dad's never around anyway." These words became his final straw. "I quit my job at Goldman Sachs later that year. My son is 24 now. No regrets." What would your 10-year-old self say to you today? This question frames mental wealth, built on curiosity, our manufacturer's default setting that often fades in adulthood. Mental wealth rests on 3 pillars: purpose, refusing to live someone else's life; growth, courageously pursuing improvement; and space, finding stillness to hear your inner voice. Physical wealth asks, will you dance at your 80th birthday party or watch from a chair? Dan Goh, once a bullied dropout heading towards self-destruction, found salvation through fitness, discovering that physical improvement transformed his entire life. The 3 pillars of physical wealth, movement, nutrition, and recovery, form the foundation for a vibrant life at any age. What defines enough in your financial life? Joseph Heller once told Kurt Vonnegut he possessed something their billionaire host never would: the knowledge that I've got enough. Without this knowledge, we become trapped in an endless pursuit of more, a modern Sisyphean struggle where hedonic adaptation ensures no financial win truly satisfies. True financial wealth comes from defining your personal enough life, your version of the Swedish concept of lagom, just the right amount. By consciously defining what your enough life looks like, you prevent lifestyle creep and work toward financial wealth that enables your vision rather than pursuing an endless quest for more. Embracing the 5 types of wealth can transform your life completely. Though you may sacrifice some financial opportunities by leaving the traditional path, you might find yourself the wealthiest person on earth through this holistic approach. Will you continue measuring success solely in dollars, or expand your definition of wealth to include what truly matters? Your future self, the one who will either be dancing or watching at 80, awaits your answer.